Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
to my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc., or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul.
Hello, everyone. Hello, this is Gary Moore from America, and we have Jen Christie from the UK and Marika from Holland. Are you ladies here?
Yes, I am here. Welcome, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Good to see you.
Good to see
everyone. It's great to be back.
And we have a very special guest, Marcus Healing for Inner Peace, as he's known on the Goldbring website, and he has a meditation specially designed to bring your true quantum nature into your awareness. And today our theme is peace.
Yes.
Peace within yourself, yeah, peace within your family, peace on the planet, and to help bring this about, we need to remember who we are. And as sparks of the great I Am, we are gods and goddesses, creators who are here at this time to create. Think about that for a moment. We are love and light and everything that is possible.
Yes.
And we can create our own good health. And we, that is pure Wing Chong and Gary and myself.
Anything we want.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can
We're merely doing this show to act as catalysts for you to heal yourselves. And the only thing that limits our creativity is the boundaries that we place on ourselves or allow others to place on us and our imaginations, or more to the point, our lack of imaginations. They're the only boundaries. And yes, there are higher, brighter beings out there who we can all call on for assistance, as we do each week. You can call them angels if you will. Angel is only the Greek word for messenger. But the consciousness of the planet is changing now. And there are many, many people all saying the same thing in different ways. For example, David Icke, David Wilcox, and even scientists who are studying quantum physics. This year, we'll see what we're saying here on the Gold Ring being common knowledge. All we have to do is believe it. And the more people who are beginning to link into this growing consciousness, the bigger it gets. Then when the number of people believing this reaches critical mass, the consciousness of the whole planet will change. And then we'll have peace and any of the other wonderful things that we want to collectively and individually create. So I'm really looking forward to hearing Marcus's meditation. Aren't you, Marika?
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
Gary?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
looking forward to that. Yes. Yeah, we can create everything within our experience. So it's about being peaceful, and it's about being peaceful within. And the more we become peaceful within ourselves, the more our outer world becomes peaceful. We don't have to tune in the news and see all the war and the malaise in the world if we don't wish. And it's okay to notice that sort of thing, but we don't need to give it our energy. We give our energy toward peace within, and when we do that, then it's all is peaceful in my world. Yeah, the rest of it falls away.
And
to touch a little bit, Jen, about what you said about gods and goddesses, I have to tell you, I'm going to take you a little bit back to the 1970s, the late 1970s, when I was going to radio school. Mm. I had my first radio boss in my first DJ job in Phoenix, Arizona. He said... He was a great man. He was a man I really looked up to. He was a total hippie, but a visionary individual. Really was. His name was William Edward Compton, and he died tragically when he was 35 in a car crash. But he was my first radio boss, and he was just an inspiration to this young boy when I was first getting into radio. And he would do his air shift, this time on air. And after the end of every show that he did, he would say, "Have a good night, peace, brothers and sisters, and remember, thou art God." Which was not a very popular view back then, but it's so true. You are that which you call God.
Yeah. Mm. And for me, peace is also the moment where you become silent and sit by yourself, and you close your eyes and you go within, and then you experience your inner peace, and then you can listen to the sound, to the voice of your soul, and create and be in peace. So
that's right.
I like that.
Give you a little bit of an extra little story about William Edward Compton. There is now a concert hall in Phoenix, Arizona, where the big bands play, the big groups with the large audiences, and it is named Compton Terrace, and it's named after William Edward Compton, my mentor in radio.
Mm. Wow.
So we stand on the shoulders of giants.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I need to. I'm only 5 foot one.
So, Marika, are you direct from your closet in the Netherlands?
Yes, I am, actually. So, can you hear me all right? I hope everybody can hear me.
You sound really good.
Yeah, because I went to the closet for you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Is that where you are now, in the closet? Yes, I'm in my closet bed, that everybody can hear me all right.
In the Netherlands, your friend and hers, Marika. And the crowd goes wild. I'm teasing. Anyway, I love teasing you. Anyway.
We've got something for Gary tonight, haven't we? We've got an Indian track to play for Gary, especially for you, Gary, this one.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Indian World Peace, it's called.
Okay. Shall we listen to it? And in the meanwhile, everybody get your candles ready and your water to drink.
Mm-hmm. And burn your incense.
And then enjoy this music. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
lovely, wasn't it? Hey, you won't believe what Wings of Light have just pulled out. Shall I read it? It says, in our Indian days, we who had the welfare of the people at heart would climb high into the mountains to meditate at the rising and setting of the sun, and we would not leave our post until we had an answer. We did not attempt to solve our problems amidst the noise of the campfire, but repaired to the mountain top, not only the physical mountain, but the mountain of higher consciousness. And I thought that was really appropriate. I've just pulled that out now while that was playing.
Wow.
Quite lovely.
Yeah. Wings of Light by White Eagle. The sayings of White Eagle. Anyway, we're going to have Marcus calling in just a minute when we put the link up to the video.
He is waiting in his breath.
Waiting in the wings, is he? To tell him about his meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hello, Marcus. Can you hear me? Hello,
yes,
love line blessings to everybody.
Ladies
How's
and gentlemen.
How's everybody shining tonight?
Hello, Marcus.
Direct from his closet.
Yeah, it's a great day to be in existence through the inner love and light that we all share, through which we are all one. Bringing it together.
It is a fascinating time to be alive. Welcome, Marcus. Glad to hear from you, my friend.
Yeah. So basically, I guess the focus tonight is going to be peace. And as everyone knows, peace comes from love. And love comes from the living light of Creator, of which, as we all know, is within our multidimensional soul, from which we are all one. And it's that oneness which is the peace, that knowingness of the oneness, that knowingness of the love, divine love, that is where peace comes from. True?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is true.
Beautiful.
All right. Yeah. So what we'll do is this won't be a long meditation because you're not multidimensional in nature. But basically, we will start with just some conscious breathing. And then after that, we'll do a quick meditation as spirit guides and enjoy the journey.
Well,
Thank you, Marcus.
We're going to do a video, and then we're going to do our ceremonies, and then we'll have you back on again, if that's okay.
Oh, all right. So, okay. So,
in about another 10 minutes or so, is it, Marika? Or 15 minutes, something like that?
15,
please,
yeah.
Could you call us back in again?
About 10, 15? Okay. That will be fine.
Yeah,
or you can stay on whatever you want, Marcus.
Well, to conserve my battery power, I'll call back in about 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Okay, so you're putting the links up now.
Put the link up.
Marika has just put the link in the chat room. Everyone, click the link. Pause your player and turn the volume down on the audio. And when you've done that, send up a heart.
A heart.
in the chat room. And that'll be your ticket to get going. There's my ticket.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's mine.
Here we are. Everybody's quick today.
They're very quick. I think they've come to the show more than once.
Yeah, probably.
This video looks quite lovely. Song for Peace by Kitaro. It's like a quite yummy video, actually.
Yeah. Really
Here
yummy
come the
video.
Hearts. Okay. And it looks like everyone is ready. So, Marika, would you like to count us down in your world-famous way?
Okay.
Thank you.
Here we go. He always makes us laugh at Gary. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and play.
Thank you.
Right now it's time to light our candles and our incense. And we light them every week to signify that we are a healing circle of love and light. We have 24 therapists in the chat room at the moment. And we also light a candle because fire is a very powerful tool. Along with prayer and focused intention, it helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as usual, to send out healing to all mankind, to Mother Earth. And also, we like to ask for the assistance of the higher, brighter beings than we are. And that's why we call on the angels and the archangels to come and help us to send out the healing. And there's energy in the ancient names of the angels, and three is the sacred number that maximizes this energy. So for this reason, we'll call for them three times. So first of all, we'd like to say Archangel Michael, Michael, Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, the divine energies of Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies, please be with us now. Thank you. We are in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we'll ask that they close around our circle of love and light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers, and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. And now we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Shana. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Dear family of life, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with her and all that is. Become aware of the fact we are all standing on our Mother Earth, our feet lightly touching her. In all countries, all over the world, you may close your eyes and visualize this sister. You surround her like a giant field, pulse of light coming from her heart together into the sense of space. We can feel her crystal heart that lies deep within her grandmother Earth. We take deep breath. We can feel the beating of our heart through our body, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of our heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart center, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing love. And the energy you can imagine as the purest light, so sensitive, while we become aware of our connection again, and we know exactly what we are all related. By the time the energy is so high, feel our head tiny. So we see our body's eyes. And then we see your body's eyes. We see a giant floating up space. And we can write down all first. Right now, you are receiving healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you love, just by writing down the energy in the book. You may write and speak the healing energy. Take a little bit of time to do and go away. And when all names are written in the book, see that she floats, and that she drops lightly down into the center of the Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. We go with Marcus's online for his meditation. Because my sound is not too well. Can you hear me, Marcus?
Yeah. Hello?
There he is.
Hello?
Hello.
He
that was beautiful, Marika. Thank you.
Yeah. I love that. That was so nice. So beautiful and peaceful.
Could you hear it? Because I heard all strange sound on my headset.
I think it was your Skype cutting out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad that you heard it. Marcus, do you like solfeggio on the background for your meditation?
Yeah, that would be fine. Basically, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to do a visual imagery and bring in some peaceful stuff with that, which I think everyone will like.
You can go ahead then, Marcus.
Okay. Now that everyone is in the right space with all the beautiful energy that you've already brought in for everyone to enjoy, do some conscious breathing. Breathe in through your mouth, the living light of Creator, which is like the breath of God. Breathe in through your pranic tube, from above your head, through your crown chakra, up to your oversoul, and in the higher aspects of Creator, which we are a part. Bring in the energy. Allow the energy to fill your heart and all of your chakras. And hold it for 3 seconds. And then when you breathe out, you transmute and clear all lower vibration energies which no longer serve your highest good and do not support your soul mission. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. And hold. 1, 2, 3. Transmute and clear. 1, 2, 3. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold. 1, 2, 3. And breathe out. 1, 2, 3. Let's just feel universal harmonics of the universe. For the infinite love of the living light of Creator and the peace. For the energy filling the core of your soul. For the dolphins and the whales singing their songs. For you are within their rainbow coil of love and peace. So the inside of the rainbow coil of the dolphins and the whales, fill it filling with Divine Mother's pink light and roses, filling the core of your soul, your totality of being. It's now being filled with Divine Mother's pink light and rose. You may even smell the scent of her roses around you now. One with Mother Earth Gaia. You are floating on a raft of her creation of all natural materials. On top of the raft is ferns, flowers, soft hay and straw. As you lay on it, it is heavenly soft and gentle to your body. As you lay comfortably on this raft, you see that you are in the middle of this beautiful, pure blue lake of Mother Earth Gaia's love and peace. It is like her blood The water is Mother Gaia's blood. And around you on this raft are flowers of all kinds, colors, and shapes and sizes. On top of the flowers of all the healing herbs of the earth. In another circle, all the healing stones and crystals of the earth. And you see her birds carrying to you specific stones which you need for your healing. And they are placing the appropriate healing stone on each of your chakras as your oversoul guide. Oh, a flock of the doves of peace, pure white doves, is coming in, perching on the raft around you, and they are all singing to you the heavenly sweet song of peace. Oh, and on around them, the branches you see, the cocoons of the caterpillars, and you see the new butterflies coming out, stretching their new wings, stretching their wings out to be cleaned and dried by the sunlight. And there are all kinds of butterflies of all myriad of colors, sizes, and shapes. Oh, white clouds from up above, you feel the pure white liquid light coming down, filtering down from Creator through the clouds into a pure white coil of light going into your body, into your DNA, from the clouds, pure white liquid light. Silver lining of these clouds comes a tachyon, which is the new higher frequency of light. Tachyon liquid light is coming down, merging with the white liquid light from the silver lining of the clouds. Oh, falcons, you see, golden dragons, they are shining to you the golden liquid light of Creator into a coil merging with the other two, permeating, going into the core of your soul and your DNA. Shining their light to a pure rainbow liquid light, joining with the other coils, permeating your DNA as Creator and your oversoul guide. Pure white liquid light from the fluffy white clouds, tachyon liquid light from the silver lining of the clouds, golden light from the golden dragons, golden falcons, rainbow liquid light from the rainbows, spinning down in, from the core of your soul to your DNA, fully awakening your quantum beingness from your DNA as your oversoul and Creator guides, bringing your quantum aspect of your being into your conscious awareness as you are guided from your oversoul and higher self now. All the information from your Akashic records which you need will come into your full conscious awareness over the next few days and weeks as you are ready to receive this information into your conscious awareness, bring you back into full focus and alignment with infinite multiverse creator's love through the core of your soul, strengthen divine access alignment. You are in line with infinite living light and peace and joy from multiverse creator on down, so you are filling and feeling the oneness with the angelic realm of the light, and they are filling you with their peace. With the ascended masters of the light, you feel your oneness with them, and they are filling you with their peace. Directly from creator, you are feeling the peace and the love from the heart of Gaia into your totality of being now. It's all merging with the coils into your quantum aspect of your DNA, awakening you into full conscious awareness of infinite love, infinite peace, infinite oneness with all of creation throughout all infinity that is of love, peace, and the living light expressions of Creator now. And your movement forward in full manifestation of infinite abundance, infinite grace, infinite peace, infinite love into your full conscious awareness is to be transmuted and released and cleared as your oversoul and higher self guides now. This alignment, this quantum activation into your full conscious awareness will now continue until it is completed and you are ready to move on to your next step, which you are now free to move forward on to your next step in your ascension path and beyond. Now. Shall continue, so be it, it is done. Amen. Adonai. Thank you. Aho.
Aho.
Oh, that was gorgeous. That sounded like Sarah Brightman in there with the Gregorian choir, didn't it? Anyway, right now it's time to close the chakras for the people who would like to. Thank you, Marcus, for that beautiful meditation. And you can sing too. Right, so we go to the top of the head, to the crown chakra, pretend it's a door, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. And down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Then to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel, closing that door. Down to the base chakra, closing that one. Down to the feet chakra, leaving that open just enough to keep you connected and grounded to Mother Earth. In fact, you can leave them all open if you prefer, or close them just as much as you feel comfortable. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light, a protective pyramid as used by the ancient Egyptians. Visualize the pyramid. You can construct it around yourself, around your family, around your house, around your street or town, around your world, around the universe. And he's going to seal it at the top with a blue light. He's taking you by the hand and putting you into the pyramid, keeping you safe until next time you meditate. The next time you want to connect with spirit or all that is. Thank you, Michael. I'd like to thank the rest of the angelic realm for joining us today. We'd like to ask that they be in the archives for anyone listening to the show later. Thank you.
Peace. Where there's hatred, let me
Oh, Sinead O'Connor there. Make me a channel of your peace. That was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yes. I really love that song.
Hmm.
Oh, and I love Marcus' meditation, and I'll bring him on again. Yeah. Hey, Marcus.
Hello.
Welcome back, Marcus.
Yeah, that was definitely a beautiful meditation that was channeled through.
Beautiful.
Thank you
very much.
Thank
you for that, Marcus. And you can sing,
that was also
too.
A lovely mantra, Marika. That was beautiful, too.
Yeah. That was, I don't necessarily sing per se, but I tone. And my toning has always been powerful. It's from the heart center, from the soul, from the creator.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Brilliant. Om Teepee Om. I like teepees better than Stanley's. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Indian joke.
Oh, right. That's why we didn't get it.
You have shanties and you have teepees.
We're going to have peaceful warriors now, aren't we?
Yes,
we are.
Another one for you,
absolutely.
Gary, eh? Yeah, so thank you very much for joining us, Marcus.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Marcus.
Yeah, it was fun as always. I love you all.
Yeah. We love
you
too.
Love you too, my brother.
Peace be with you all.
Here we go.
And
that one. Ah. Next week.
That is a good one.
We have, Miss Magical, and we're going to be doing The Power of Healing Through Music. So, and that last song just demonstrates that. It's a lovely song, wasn't it? So we want to thank everybody for joining us and for helping to co-create this lovely, beautiful feeling that we had here today.
Thank you,
Marika and Gary. Thank you, especially to Marcus.
We are a little early, Shannon.
Are we?
We still have 13 minutes. So we
Yes, we're way ahead of ourselves.
But we have the beautiful piece in our time. Shall we play that? Shall we have a listen to it together?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And don't unmute your mic, Marika. Sing us a song. Love is the light we shine in our hearts.
I love it. Here we go.
Okay, Gary.
Peace in our time.
When we understand that we're all made out of the same stuff, we just different frequencies of the same stuff. When we understand that, we really, really, really swim in that. When we understand that in form, things get harder. When they get harder, they don't just blend into each other, they bang into each other. So when we do a lot of banging, we got to get to a space of where we can access each other at the place where we didn't concentrate into form. And we were different frequencies of stuff. Really bright, beautiful stuff. So in that space of bringing it up, far, far, far beyond the linearity and form, but in the abstract, in the potential of the beginning and the end, in splendor of the song, and we mix with all easily. There are many, many individuals on this plane that have a lot of difficulty mixing because they're very hardened. And because they're so concentrated and hardened, they don't receive. And they don't express. And our heart goes out to these people. But more than our heart going out to them, we choose to witness them at their source. The music before it got concentrated and callous. And we send them our love, how much we miss them. Mixing with them, merging, blending our colors. And it's through our efforts that at source and rooted where these great lights are fueled that we do this mixing, that we diminish the tension, the void that these individuals are stuck in, the vortex that they're stuck in. And so that, not that we render them free, but that there's enough release of tension so that they can choose freedom. And because we love them, so. And so, we choose to recognize their song as it always has been and always will be in its beauty, and express how much we miss that song, dancing and merging with that song. And with this meditation, we hope to diminish struggle along this plane.
That was lovely as well. Oh, we do play
yes,
some nice peaceful music.
And that was done by our dear friend, Colorful One. I don't know how many of you remember Colorful One. He and I actually did a couple of radio shows. We did about three or four of them. And this was about, over a year ago, almost 2 years ago now. And a great guy, our dear friend, Colorful One.
Oh. It's lovely,
yeah.
That.
Good
yeah.
Man. He's out of Canada.
Oh, is he? Well, mm-hmm. We must be running out of time now, mustn't we? Nearly.
Getting close. We've got about 8 minutes left.
Oh, I hate it when we get to the end of the show.
We got five. But, Shana, we have your hymn to the angels, please, for to close out. Do you have to tell something about the song?
I recorded. Yeah, I recorded this one with local school children, and it was great because they were all going around the schoolyard saying to each other, "Yo, peace." I was quite pleased about that. And for the CD cover, I got them to all paint a picture of how they would think the Angel of Peace would look, and then we chose the nicest ones to go on the cover, and we had one printed onto the actual CD itself as well. And then we had the rest of them all printed up on a little pamphlet that we put inside the CD. So that was really nice. I really enjoyed doing that one.
Yes, it sounds lovely. Must be very nice to work with children.
Yes, it was. And they say you should never work with children and animals, but, you know, I broke the rule there.
Yeah, we know who they are anyway.
Okay, so it's good night from me. It's a good day from me, if it's not dark there. Because it's dark here, it's night everywhere in the world for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a wonderful day and a wonderful night.
Thank you very much for being here. We'll see you next week,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, with Miss Magical.
Yeah,
thank you. I love you all.
Don't forget to drink loads of water to release toxins.
Yes. And we'll see you all in the garden.